Hello, everyone, and welcome to AWAI's teleconference series. Today, we're going to look at Main Street money machines, how to reap heaps of cash from local clients using your autoresponder copywriting skills. And in this hour, with our special guests, we'll uncover a secret client gold mine, and you're going to learn how you can quickly and easily tap into it. Joining us on the call today is Rebecca Mather. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Denise, and hello, Jay.
Hello, everyone.
Rebecca is the co-managing partner of AWAI. She is a marketer with a decade of experience in publishing and direct mail. She has spearheaded dozens of campaigns for products online and off, and she has spoken and written on a wide range of topics, including getting and working with clients online. She is dedicated to keeping you guys ahead of the curve and in demand. She helps us create cutting-edge programs like the one we'll discuss today. And if you haven't seen The Wealthy Web Writer, which is one of her latest ventures, please give it a look. It will give you the tools and techniques you need to write effective web copy. Our very special guest today is Jay White. Hello again, Jay, and welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I'm going to let folks find out just how much of a pleasure that is in a moment. But for those of you who haven't met Jay, he honed his copywriting skills in the radio and catalog market. The skills have been very, very particularly related to autoresponder copy. That means he knows how to teach you to write short, hard-hitting, money-making copy that will get the attention not only of the client, but also of the audience. In his, as he says, stellar, albeit quiet rise through the copywriting ranks, Jay has had the pleasure of working with some remarkable marketers, including Alec Mandozian and Rich Sheffrin. Alex Mandozian calls him the best autoresponder copywriter I've ever seen. And today, Jay is coming forward to share his secrets for writing relationship-driven email copy. With that introduction, Rebecca, I'd like to turn the call over to you.
Thank you, Denise, and welcome again, Jay. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Excellent. So lots of people know you as the king of autoresponders, but I'd like to take a step back and just kind of get a little bit of an introduction. How exactly did you get started in copywriting?
Well, I didn't take a course online and study to be a copywriter that way. I like the bio said, I came up through radio and catalog, and that's where I learned how to write copy. I worked in a radio station for a while. I think I started back in 96 or 97, you know, making nothing, working in a basement of this radio station, writing these little ditties about local businesses and whatnot. But I had a knack for it, and I just had a way of getting the message across so people could understand it, and it was entertaining, and it was intriguing. And I won a couple of local awards, and I thought, you know what, maybe I can make a career out of this, because up to that point, I had a college degree, but I wasn't really doing anything with it. I was just kind of wandering around and trying to find my way in the world, like a lot of us do. So eventually I moved on to working for a major cataloger in the outdoor gear industry that's located locally here. And they send out about 35 million catalogs a year. And I started writing catalog copy for, you know, fishing lures and hunting equipment and camping stuff. I mean, I could tell you 100 different ways how to say this lure catches a lot of fish. You know, and all of them would be different. But that was such a great experience because I spent 7 years really learning how to write short, hard-hitting copy that gets a result, you know. And I couldn't do it like a sales letter where you have thousands and thousands of words to get your idea across. I had 50 or maybe 75, you know, or if I had 100, I felt like I had a whole page to use, you know. So I really had to get hone my skills so that I can make the maximum impact with the minimum word usage. The catalog career kind of evolved into working for a local agency that catered to LASIK surgeons nationwide, so I got to spread my wings a little bit, write some television and produce some television spots a lot of print, a lot of web work and that kind of thing. But what really was the catalyst in my career as a copywriter was the day that I got fired from this job.
And this was the catalog company?
This was actually a small agency that was catering to the LASIK surgeons.
Okay.
And you know, one day they just let me go in 2004. And I thought, well, what do I do now? Because I live in Southwest Missouri, the opportunities are limited for copywriters. I mean, it's not like you could just walk into a place and say, you know, do you have any openings for copywriters? These people down here look at you like you're nuts. So I turned to the web. You know, I started thinking, well, maybe I could pick up some freelance work there. And all of a sudden, there was this world that opened up to me, the direct response copywriting world. I had no idea this even existed. In fact, I can almost remember where I was sitting at my desk when I saw the letter for the AWAI six-figure course. And the headline that said it was the retire in 1 year making more money than doctors and lawyers, I think,
yeah.
You know. And I saw this, and I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? No way. You know, I can't make that much money as a copywriter. But the more I looked at it and the more I checked it out, the more, I mean, excited I got about this opportunity, because I never dreamed that there was that much money and opportunity in writing copy, which is what I've been doing, but doing it from home, doing it on my own terms, you know, and making six figures. Are you kidding me? I mean, I never dreamed of making six figures a year writing copy. I'll be honest with you, the most I ever made as an in-house guy was $35,000 a year. And so when you're talking about six figures, I'm like, come on, you know, it just ain't true. Well, the more I looked at it, the more I saw the opportunity, the more I thought, this is the way I want to go. So in January of 2006, I officially hung my shingle and became a freelance copywriter. So that's kind of that's how I got to this point anyway.
And I'm guessing that you make a little more than $35,000 a year now?
Well, you know.
Just a little?
I will tell you this. My first year as a freelancer, I did almost three times that much.
Okay.
So, you know, my wife, I just kept looking at her and saying, I told you so. I told you we'd be okay. And she's like, you know, you were right.
That's awesome. Okay, so I honestly didn't realize that that's how it had gotten started with the AWI letter. So I think a lot of people on this call were in that exact same boat. So that's cool. That's how you got your start.
That's right. And you know what? I didn't just read it and go, wow, this is great. I'm going to do this. I read it with a lot of skepticism.
Right.
In fact, once I read it, I thought, this can't be true. And so I literally sat back and I watched the whole internet marketing realm. I watched the whole industry for over a year to see if it was legit, because I thought, I'm not buying into this unless it's for real, you know. And, you know, once I realized that, yes, this was a legitimate opportunity, that, yes, there were copywriters making a huge amount of money, I got to meet a few of them. And, you know, after I walked away, I thought, you know, no offense, but I thought, man, I'm like 10 times more talented than that guy. He's making 10 times more money than I am, you know. So, you know, once I saw that it was actually legit, then it was like, okay, full speed ahead, baby.
And, all right, well, let's jump into when you actually, you know, that first year for freelance. Mm-hmm. I know that there's a great story about your actual first copywriting client, and so
yeah.
I'd love for you to share that story with everybody.
Okay. Like I said, I launched my career in January of 06. It's 2 weeks before I actually, before the 27th of that month, which is my first day of official freelance. And I'm in San Francisco, and I'm at a conference on internet marketing and copywriting. I had spent a lot of money to be there. It was a huge investment, but I felt like it would be very good for my career. Well, Alex Mondozian, who is, if you're not familiar with internet marketing, is one of the kingpins of the industry and a terrific guy, was going to be the speaker on the Saturday morning of the conference. And I had never met the guy. I knew of him, but I was looking forward to hearing him speak. Well, as I was having breakfast in the atrium of this hotel that morning, I hear this voice say, do you mind if we join you? And I look up, and it's Alex Mondozian standing there with his little boy who happened to come with him. He lives in the area there, and his boy just came with him because, you know, I want to go see Daddy work or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, you know. So Alex sits down, he introduces himself, we start talking. I mean, it's a completely chance meeting. This kind of stuff just doesn't happen. I mean, it's not like you just have Dan Kennedy come up to you in McDonald's and say, do you mind if I sit down with you? I mean, it was kind of that type of thing. So we get to talking, and he asked me what I do, and I'm a copywriter, and I'm just getting started. And he says, tell me about your background. So I start telling him about the radio and the catalog experience I have, and I can literally see his mind starting to work and his demeanor starting to change. And he asked me a lot of pointed questions about my experience. And then he looks at me and he says, you know what? I may have a project for you. Now, guys, let me tell you, I am nobody. I am nobody in this business. I am not the autoresponder king. I'm not even I'm not the king of anything. I'm just a guy at a seminar, and here is one of the big hitters saying, you know what? I might need to hire you for something. So to say I was excited would be an understatement. A couple weeks later, we work out a deal. He wants me to write some autoresponders for him. Now, I didn't even know what an autoresponder was. You know, he had to explain that to me. And then I had never actually even written an email before. You know, I mean, I'd written short copy, but an email that sells something, no. So I sit down, and I just take what I know, what I had already learned, and take what I knew, and put it into an email format, and I send them off to him with my fingers crossed, and I wait for a reply. A couple weeks later, I get a call from him. He says, you know, I'm sitting here looking over your email copy, and I wanted to give you my thoughts on it. And I was in the car at the time when I took this call, and I'm thinking, oh, man, he hates it. And he says, and that's when he said the words that changed my entire life. He said, Jay, you might very well be the best autoresponder copywriter I've ever seen. And I almost drove off the road because it was the last thing that I expected to hear. In fact, I told him, I said, oh, come on, you're pulling my leg. And he said, no, he says, you get it. You know how to put this stuff together. And we started talking. He said, I want you to be my guy for this type of copy, and I'm going to refer you to my friends, you know, in the industry, my high-ranking internet marketing guru-type friends. And at that moment, guys, my career, I mean, it talk about rocket fuel. Into the stratosphere I went, and I never looked back. And at that, you know, with Alex behind me, I was able to secure people like Joel Kamm and Rich Sheffern and Jeff Walker and Stephen Pierce and all these people in the internet marketing realm that are the big guns. And that has literally propelled my career into the top ranks, and I'm forever thankful to Alex for that.
And that's a whole other conversation that we could spend, I mean, just an hour on alone, leveraging one job into multiple other jobs, because I know that's how you really build your business fast.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, after about a year of writing for these people, Alex told me, specialize in email and autoresponder copy. He says, you know, you are a great sales letter writer, but you are an amazing short copy guy. He says, specialize in that, market yourself in that way, and you'll never look back. And he was so right. Once I started specializing in this particular form of copy and kind of leaving everything else on the outskirts, I mean, that's when another turbo boost happened. I mean, it was like, boom, and it just took off. And so I'm a very blessed man. I will say that for sure.
Well, let's go ahead then and jump into that, though. So for people who are on the call who may have an idea about autoresponders but don't necessarily, you know the full picture, mm-hmm. What exactly, in your words, is an autoresponder?
Okay. An autoresponder is actually another name for a follow-up email, all right? What happens is if you're selling something online or if you have a client that's selling something online, most of the time they will have some sort of lead generation device on their website, be it, you know, sign up here with your name and email address to get a free report or, you know, to get a free video or to get some sort of freebie so that the client can collect this particular bit of information from them. Now, they take this information and they build a list of prospects from it. And this list of prospects is put into a software system called an autoresponder. What an autoresponder does is you write a bunch of emails, you load them into this software system to be sent out at an interval that you choose, and to, you know, people, a certain list that you choose at certain times or whatever, and then it automatically happens. You don't have to write one and send it, write another one and send it. You can just write them all at once, plug them into this autoresponder system, and basically just take your hands off and let it do its work. And what happens is the autoresponder sends out these emails. They follow up with people that have come to this website, have seen a sales letter or some sort of a sales type thing, and not purchased. Okay, so the autoresponder system follows up with them and tries to get them back to the website to look at the offer again. Okay, that's really what an autoresponder is in a nutshell. It's one of those messages in a series of messages, could be 7, 10, 15, 50, who knows. But that particular message is geared towards bringing somebody back to a website who has, you know, been there and not purchased for some reason or another.
So the job isn't necessarily to sell per se, but more to get them back to the sales letter, which is where the actual selling is done?
Oh, yeah. See, and that's the first mistake that I see in so many emails that I get, is that people try to put a sales letter in an email. And guess what? It doesn't work. That's why we have sales letters.
Right.
That's why we have websites, guys. An email is just a conduit to that sales letter. What we're trying to do in writing a good, effective autoresponder email is we're trying to pull these people back to the sales letter in a different frame of mind than they were when they first saw it. Because obviously, they saw the message and they said, nah, not for me, for some reason, right? Well, so now we're going to follow up with them with a series of messages, and in each one of those messages, we're going to target something very specific, what I call them a want, need, desire, or action that the prospect, or excuse me, want, need, desire, or problem that the prospect is experiencing, and we're going to position the product as the answer to that specific problem, okay? Now, we're not going to try to solve all the world's problems in one email because that's the shotgun approach and it doesn't work. What we're doing here is the rifle approach. We're targeting one specific thing and saying this product answers that one specific thing. That's one email. Now, in the next email, what do? You take a different thing, a different want, a different need, a different desire or problem, and you position the product to answer that particular need. So when you line up a series of follow-up emails in an autoresponder sequence, each one of them targets a different want, need, desire, or problem, and each one of them positions the product as the want-all, be-all answer to that problem. So as these people get the emails, maybe email 2 doesn't mean much to them, and email 3 doesn't mean much to them, but oh my gosh, they get email 4, and they're like, wow, this is exactly what I'm feeling. This is exactly my problem. Now when they go to look at that product, they're seeing it in an entirely different way, right? Now they're seeing it as the answer to their problems as opposed to just something that somebody's trying to sell them. And guess what? The chances of them buying that product go through the roof because you positioned it differently. And that's the key to a good autoresponder sequence.
It also sounds like a major difference between autoresponder and sales letters. Since a sales letter, you know, you're trying to grab them with the headline and lead, mm-hmm. and you really can only grab them with one want or, you know, problem that they have or one desire that
yeah.
they have. But it sounds like with autoresponders, you kind of get to play with all of them, just one at a time.
And see, that's the cool part.
Yeah.
is that you get to write all these cool little messages instead of getting stuck on this. And, you know, that's a whole other thing because if you look at the sales letter that promotes my autoresponder apprentice course, the headline says, I hate writing sales letters.
It's a beast of a letter, too.
yeah, you know, I mean, and that's kind of, it's true, because to me, it's like pulling teeth. You have to sit down and you have to craft this thing, and it takes, you know, days or weeks or even months for some people. Well, with an email, it doesn't take that long. It's short. I can sit down and crank out a good email in 30 to 45 minutes.
Wow.
You know, I mean, you can't do that with a sales letter. And they're fun. I mean, they're just fun to do because you don't have to get stuck on this big long diatribe, and you don't have to put these sidebars in there, and you don't have to worry about what headline to put here or how to center this column or
and
blah,
it's not
blah,
your
blah.
Responsibility to worry about credibility, proof, anything like that, because the sales letter is going to do that.
All you're trying to do is craft a message that sends them back to the sales letter. Then just let the sales letter do its job.
So you can let the other copywriter do all the heavy lifting.
Exactly.
I love it. So everybody on the phone right now, write that down. Each email, it addresses a want, need, desire, or problem.
Yes.
I love that. That's going to be a new sticky note that I add to my board of tricks.
And, you know, the first thing I always see in my autoresponder apprentice students is they try to cram too much into one email, and I always go, back up. Let's take one thing and focus on it with intense scrutiny and position it, you know, position the product as the answer to that problem, and then let's take this next thing that you've tried to cram in here and build a whole entire differently, you know, email about it. So it's a blast to write this stuff. It really is.
And I think you made another two really good points that people can take away from this. When you're writing autoresponders, don't try to cram too much. It kind of goes back to, AWI's power of one. You know, focus on one big idea in each of the autoresponders. And don't try to sell. Your job is to get them back to the sales letter. You don't have to tell them to order now. You don't have to try to make that all of a sudden that weird transition from lighthearted and fun into, hey, you got to buy now, and here's why.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are elements that you want to implement. You know, there's scarcity, and there's, you know, a good close and good features and benefits that you want to implement into your email. But it's not there to sell anybody. It's just there to be a conduit back to the sales letter. And our goal is to get them there with a completely different frame of mind than they were the first time when they didn't buy.
Okay. Well, so since we're actually, you know, talking about basically how to write autoresponders, I mean, this is a very valuable call for anybody on already. But do you have, you know, I know you use a formula. Would you be willing to maybe share some of it with?
I've got you on the phone anyways. It's a secret. It's locked in the same vault where Coca-Cola keeps their formula. It's actually pretty simple. Okay, it's pretty much common sense. And I'll give you my 10 steps that I go through in putting together a winning autoresponder email, okay? 10 steps. I'm going to blow through these pretty quick because I don't have a lot of time to spend on each one. But so, you know, kind of scribble them down as you go. Listen to the replay if you want or whatever. But just try and follow along with me here, and I'll give you the bare bones of it here, okay? First of all, when you're sitting down to write a good email, you want to establish some parameters first. You got to figure out who is it I'm writing to. You got to figure out what's it going to take to get the click. And that is the goal of your email. It's not to sell anybody. We're going to harp on that again here. But it's not to sell anybody. It's to get the click. You're going to have a link inside your email. Actually, you're going to have four or five of the same link specifically put in very clickable places, I guess I should say. And your goal is to get them to click on that and go back to the sales page. Let the sales page do its job. Your job is to get the click. So what are you going to do to get that click? You need to kind of figure this out before you start writing, okay? You kind of get in that good frame of mind. And then, you know, you always want to come up with a compelling, interesting subject line. Now, subject lines, you know, it's kind of that axiom that says, you know, everybody's got one. Everybody's got an idea about subject lines. And some people like them this way, some people like them that way. The thing is what I found that wins with subject lines is something that's compelling, something that's interesting, something that pops out from the inbox. Okay, so you've got a big inbox, and there's 20 or 30 emails there in the morning when you open it up. You know, what's it going to take to get somebody to open that one and not delete it? You know, look at the ones that you open and tell me why you open them. Or, ask yourself, why do I open that? And then apply the same types of ideas towards writing emails for your clients, okay? I go into this in a lot more detail inside the course, but a compelling, interesting subject line is crucial to getting somebody inside the email, okay? Now, once they're inside, we need to craft an opener, an opening statement that really sucks them in. Our goal here is to get them to read a line and then read the next one. And then after that, read the next one. And then after that, read the next one. Everything should follow very naturally and very easily from one thing to the next. So you, when you're starting with your opener, if you don't make it interesting so that it just kind of sucks, naturally just kind of sucks people in to the rest of the email, then you're probably going to fail and they're probably going to click away and they're going to delete your email, okay? So you want an opener that really draws people into the next part of your email, which is a good story. Okay, now I'm not talking about writing a novel here. I'm just talking about something that is interesting, something that is timely, something that is culturally viable. I have a whole, almost an entire module inside my course that is devoted just to this, to finding your story, because the story is what is the meat of your email, and it's what really pulls them into the content, okay? So a good story comes next, all right? And what happens here is what we do is we take the story and we find a common element between that story and between and the what I call the transition, which is building a link between that story and your particular want, need, desire, or problem that you're targeting, okay? I know this is all kind of what? Let me give you an example. All right, my office, I'm standing in it right now. It's in the basement of finished basement of our house. It looks out into the family room. We've got the big screen and the sectional and all that in here. One day I'm sitting in my office and I'm trying to come up with an email. I can't even remember who the client was, but it was something about business. It was something about, you know, a typical client problem, and I was kind of stuck. I look out here and I see my little girl, Suzanne. Suzanne's probably about 5 or 6 at the time, and she's watching The Karate Kid, okay? And if you remember The Karate Kid, there's this, you know, Daniel-san has this little pose that he does where the arms come out. It's called the crane position, and the leg comes up, and then he kicks the guy, and they go flying across the room or whatever. But anyway, he's trying to do this on screen, and my daughter's trying to mimic him. And she's standing here, you know, granted, she's just this cute little blonde, curly-headed girl, and she's trying to do this thing, and she keeps falling over. And she'll get back up, and she'll get on one leg, and she toddles, and she falls over again. And I'm, you know, it's one of those moments when you see your kids doing something, you're like, oh, that's so cute. But anyway, I'm watching this, and it just hit me. You know what? This is what she's doing here is exactly like what a lot of business owners try to do today. They try to watch somebody else do something, and they try to imitate it, but they keep falling over. What they need is better training. What they need is more more teaching and something to help them better, you know, work this problem out, and so that they can achieve success. And right then, I had my email. I had a story. Here's what happened with my daughter. Da 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 da. And then at the end, I had a transition. You know what? It's kind of like exactly what happens in business today. You know, sometimes we try to stand up and we fail and we need help. And that's why this particular product will help you. I had this email written in like 20 minutes after that. This is the kind of thing that I'm talking about with a story. Story can come from anywhere. And at that moment, I was just blessed enough to look out and see my daughter, you know, falling over on the ground and thinking, hey, I can utilize that. But you take that into your transition, which is what I was just talking about, okay? And in the transition, you want to bring your pain to the front and center. That's the next step in the elements of a perfect email, bringing the pain front and center, very much like what you would do in a sales letter, all right? You want to take that particular problem, that want, need, desire, or problem, and really bring it up and expose it for what it is, which is yuck, you know, so that you can get your reader nodding their head, yes, I know exactly what that means. Yes, that's exactly what I'm going through now. After you do that, you've got the pain to the front and the center. What do? Bum-ba-da-ba. You come in with your product as the savior, okay? You position your product as the savior to that problem, and you explain why with features and benefits that back up the promise, all right? With, you know, the Sledge-O-Matic 5000, you'll never again have to do, because you'll have this that does this, and you'll have this that does this. You know, isn't that what you're looking for? Boom. And then there's a link that takes them right back to the sales page. It answers the problem that they're experiencing and does it very succinctly. Okay? So, position your product as a savior. Bring in some features and benefits that back up the promise. You wrap it up with a close and a call to action. Something that is good and a call to action is a good timely offer. You know, right now we're offering this at X amount off. Or right now you can get a bonus, blah, 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 when you buy before, you know, midnight tonight or whatever. That kind of thing. Then you sign out, sign your email, come in with a PS. PSs are great. PSs are very effective and get read a lot in an email. You come in with a PS that hits on the high points again. High points being the good timely offer, the bonus that you're just that you're touting, or maybe even a guarantee. You know, a PS is a great place to tout a guarantee and say, by the way, you know, you have a full 90 days to test drive this thing. You can do this and this and this and this and this. If you don't like it, you get all your money back. Okay, why not check it out now? Boom, there's another link, right? What we're doing is we're giving them all these opportunities to go back to the sales page, okay, with these little subtle nudges through the email. And that is my 10 essential steps to a perfect email. Hopefully everybody's got those. Establish some parameters, compelling, interesting subject line, an opener that sucks people in, the story, a transition into a particular want, need, desire, or problem, bringing the pain front and center, positioning your product as the savior, adding features and benefits that back up the promise, wrap it up with a close and a call to action, and then a PS that hits on the high points.
Wow.
That sounds like a lot.
That's a lot. And for those of you who can't write that fast, if you missed any of it, we're going to give you the playback instructions. So definitely stay, you know, look at your email box tomorrow, and we'll send you the links that you can access the playback anytime that you need it and get all of that jotted down. Jay, that was so generous. Thank you so much for doing that.
Well, you know, once I start explaining it, it sounds like so in-depth and so – it sounds hard, guys. It really does. But to be honest with you, when you sit down and you learn my process and you learn my method and you see how it works and you look at the samples that I provide inside Autoresponder Apprentice – kind of like the Karate Kid thing that I just told you. When you actually look at emails that I've written and I say, okay, here's a good example of a really good transition. Here's a good example of a story. Here's a good example of a really good opener. Then you start seeing what's going on and the light bulbs start coming on. So the way that I've lined it out inside my course is I've made it very easy for anybody to understand. So don't look at it like, man, this guy's trying to push a Harvard MBA on me, because I'm not. Believe me, I am so far from that, you wouldn't even believe it. I'm trying to make it as easy for you as it can be to understand my method.
And I know that, and there are people, I mean, we're seeing tons of success stories of people who have learned from you. I know that we joke about it being, you know, your plug-and-play method. You've had this now for over a year now, and we've had some pretty amazing stories.
Oh, man. That's the most rewarding part, too, is when I see people that go, you know what, I get it. And I go, yes. I mean, you've seen me present before, Rebecca. I literally almost jumped off a table when we were at Web Intensive in Vegas when I saw the light bulb come on inside one of my students' eyes, because it's like, you know, the world has just opened up to them because they finally – figured out this is how a good, effective email works, and this is how I can make a ton of money for my clients and for myself by doing this. I will tell you one story here. One of the copywriters who took my course, this was like back in February of this year, you know, she sent me an email and she said, you know, I had taken a lot of the different courses, but nothing had really clicked with me. So she took Autoresponder Apprentice, and she said, you know what, it's kind of what I was talking about. The light bulb came on, and I thought, this is really for me. So she goes through the course. She sends an email to a potential client, which, by the way, there's a whole module inside my – it's not just about how to write emails. It's about how to get clients in this realm. And there's an entire module just devoted exclusively to how to find clients. Well, she took what I told her, and she sent an email to a potential client, and this guy hired her on the spot. He didn't even look at her samples. He just hired her from what she had written in saying, you know what, hi, this is my name, this is who I am, this is what I do, I was wondering if you could have any help. And he hired her basically on the spot just based on what she had written in the email. And he said, I don't need to see your samples. I can already see that you know how to write an effective email just by what you sent me.
If I could, I just don't want to interrupt you on your flow, but that is such another amazing point that you just made, that you don't have to have experience. You don't have to have samples.
No.
What better way to demonstrate your writing ability than to write a sales letter or to write an email to the person that you're trying to convince that you can write emails for?
Yeah.
And it's brilliant. And kind of a duh at the same time.
And it was so remarkable because this guy is a pretty big player in internet marketing, and he sees a lot of people come and go with, you know, with copywriting talents. And there's always people trying to, you know, say, hire me. Well, he hires her, like, just through an email. So she's on a retainer with this guy. I mean, almost right away. So she starts doing the same thing with other clients, and I think, I don't know, in like the next 6 weeks, she got three other people on retainer, something like that.
Are you talking about Rachel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I interviewed her for Wealthy Web Writer. So not only did she grab three or even four more retainer clients, but then she had a whole bunch of one-off projects as well. And she actually, I don't know if you know this, but she actually went on record committing to making six figures by the time she comes to boot camp this year. This is her first boot camp. That's crazy. So from February to November 3rd, she's going to make six figures.
I know. I mean, first of all, to get a client is a big deal, right?
Yeah,
especially
it's exciting.
If you haven't gotten any, but to get retainer clients, and not just one, but three or four, I mean, come on, that is money in the bank every month.
Every month. Yeah, for those of you who aren't familiar with retainer just means that your client is going to expect you to do a certain amount of work every single month and that you can expect to receive a certain amount of payment from them every single month. So it's kind of a deal on both ends as far as the expectation goes.
And, you know, one of her clients she was so excited about the autoresponders that Rachel had written for her that she referred her instantly to five other people.
Okay.
Now, see, this is the opportunity we're talking about, guys. We're not pulling your leg here. There is a huge hole in the marketplace for good autoresponder copywriters, and if you can get one client that is just raving about your services, guess what? They're going to tell everybody they know. That's how I made an entire career out of this, because Alex said, wow, this guy's good. Rich, you need to talk to him. Steven, you need to talk to him. Jeff, you need to talk to him. And all of a sudden, I'm writing for some of these big guns, and people know my name. You know, I'm behind the scenes in this big internet marketing world. And I'm like, you know, wow. So it's an amazing opportunity. And Rachel went out there and grabbed it. And from just a few emails that she sent, she built an entire career. And like you said, she's on her way to six figures, man.
I can't wait to toast her when we're at boot camp. It's going to be a huge, a very exciting day.
But I know. I'm going to see her next month. She's actually running an entire affiliate program for one of these internet marketers. And
excellent.
And she got me to speak at his event. So I'm going to get to meet her and talk with her next month. I'm really excited about it.
So you were talking just now about, you know, the whole autoresponder marketplace, and
mm-hmm.
I saw an email from you that you've actually discovered another one recently that you maybe are going to share with us today.
Well, yeah. This is, and I mean, I got to start this off with an apology because I completely poo-pooed this market. And if you get autoresponder apprentice, you'll hear me inside of it. I go, well, you know, there's this particular market, and I, you know, there might be some opportunity there, but you know, I would stick with just online marketing and all that, you know. And I look at it now, and I go, what were you thinking? Because over the last couple months, I've been looking at this other marketplace and seeing this incredible potential for, you know, anyone who wants to take advantage of it. And it is the local client, all right? It is not the online person. It is the business in your own town, okay? First of all, these are people that probably have never heard of an autoresponder. They wouldn't know an autoresponder from an autobiography, all right? So these are people that probably don't have anything in place to follow up with any sort of prospects. all right? Boom, instant opportunity. They might have a website. If they do, they probably don't have anything to follow up with it. You can so easily come in and set something up for these people, position yourself as a marketing expert, and say, how would you like to double your business? How would you like to bring back these people that have tried your restaurant or your store or your, you know, whatever business it is, and say, how would you like to bring them back again? You know, and then you can go in and set up an entire autoresponder campaign for them, set up a way to gather names and email addresses from these people, and email them with offers all the time. I mean, can you imagine what that would do for a local business? If you're a restaurant, you know, if you're a local guy with a restaurant and you're trying to, you know, go up against the Chili's and the Ruby's and the TGI Fridays and these kind of places, I mean, if you sent people a newsletter every week in the email with exclusive coupons or exclusive offers, how many of those people are going to print that out and come back in?
Absolutely. You know, Domino's Pizza, I know, just for an example, we had signed up to order a pizza one day, and they have an autoresponder series, and I thought, brilliant. Well, that's a big chain, though. Well, then my Pilates studio actually started doing an autoresponder series as well, and it's so funny because I had taken kind of a break, not intentionally. You just get busy, and all of a sudden they started sending me these autoresponders, and I went back, and I thought, I was wondering if that was the marketplace, because I was thinking, you know, we never talk about web writers going local unless they're talking about doing websites and things. I never thought about doing local for autoresponders.
And that's the thing, is that we get so focused in our own little world here on the online part of it that we forget about the people in our own town that have local businesses that are completely clueless about good follow-ups and you know, and how they work and how you can just literally step in and start writing something for these people and start setting these things up, which is a lot easier than you think it is, guys. Don't think, oh, it's going to be technical and I got to know all this online jargon, because you don't. You set this stuff up for people, and when they see the results, they're absolutely, their jaws are going to be on the floor, and they're going to be running after you to secure you for more work. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Jay, what should I do about this part of my advertising? Jay, what should I do about that part of my advertising? Jay, I'm thinking about doing this. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Can you say retainer? Can you say, you know, full-time income from just a few clients? I mean, and do you think these people will keep their mouths shut? No. They're going to tell all their buddies,
because they're going to brag.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're in a town where there's some businesses that are very competitive, that one guy really just wants to stomp on the other, I mean, that is such a prime opportunity, because these guys will do anything to get that edge, and you could be that edge. It's not for everybody. If you're a shy, reclusive person and you have problems, you know, getting up in front of people or talking with other people, maybe the online world is more for you. But if you don't mind, you know, meeting new people and getting out there and shaking some hands and meeting some business owners, by all means do it, because this is so underserviced. There is nobody doing this. There is nobody going after this market and this market. I mean, there's so much cash on the table. The table's literally shaking from the weight.
And like you just said, it gives so much opportunity. For those of you on the call who are interested in other skills in addition to autoresponders, so you're learning how to write website copy, you know, you do write sales letters, you write landing pages, SEO, all of that stuff goes into this. Once you have a client for one of these, it's such a perfect way to just build an entire empire.
It's very easy to go from being the copywriter person, the girl or the guy that writes my stuff, to being the marketing consultant, where you have a much bigger say in what happens in the business, right? And when you get into that position, folks, you are in the catbird seat, because you're not just getting paid per project anymore. Now your knowledge and your experience is much more valuable to them, and if you are much more valuable to them, cha-ching, 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 your price just went up. So literally, like I said, you could make an easy full-time income on just a few of these local clients if that's the way you want to go. It's a whole other market besides the online market that is ripe for good autoresponder copywriters.
And for those of you who are on the phone before we actually got started, I was making a point just about how busy I've been lately and just about how big the market is right now. The same goes for local businesses. You know, the goals the December deadline is in sight right now. So business owners, you know, taxes are due, all of that stuff. Business owners, marketers, so business owners for the small companies, marketing managers, and the marketing directors for larger companies, they have goals to meet over the next 4 months. So now is the time to get out there and get this work. I'm finding for myself, it's not even about the work that I'm doing, but I'm getting more requests from marketing friends of mine and other clients out there who are coming to me saying, can we get on the job board? Can we see you at job fair? Who need copywriters and web writers and autoresponder copywriters, they need you right now. That's actually why my life has become so busy. And ADBI members who are coming to us saying, I have this great new client, and can you tell Jay that I just made my first paycheck from his course, and what do I do about this? Or I've got this possible retainer, I don't know how to negotiate it. You know, that's why my life has become so busy, and that's how I can tell that the industry has ramped up like can't even believe in the past week.
And that's what's so cool. I get those emails too, and I don't get the, oh, heck, I can't find any clients email.
No.
I get the ones where, oh, my God, these people want to hire me.
What do I do?
What price? What do I do? And I'm like, hello? So it's really cool. And, you know, I don't want anybody to think that I'm saying become an autoresponder copywriter, shirk off all the other types of copywriting and follow, you know, my road to success. No, 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 no. You can do that. That's what I did, and I love it. But what you can also do is just take this particular piece of copywriting and add it to your tool belt. Okay, now you know how to write autoresponders as well as sales letters, as well as landing pages, as well as web pages, as well as, you know, whatever else. I mean, add it to your tool belt and become a bigger, more rounded, well, not bigger, but, you know, more rounded copywriter that is more attractive to more clients. Because if somebody calls you up and says, I need a sales letter, you can look and say, you know, start making the sales letter deal and says, now, let me look at your follow-up messages and see what you've got there. Well, you look at them and they're pathetic and they're like, yeah, they really need some work. Well, you know what? I'm trained in this area as well, and I can provide a whole new series for you for X amount of dollars. What have you just done? You've just improved the money. You know, you just increased the money that you're going to make from the deal just because you have an extra skill set to offer. All right? And when you do, when you redo these emails and you rewrite this copy and this particular client sees how well your sales letter's pulling and how well people are coming back and buying again, I mean, do you think that's going to endear you to them even more? I mean, they're going to be just falling all over themselves to get you to look at everything else they have. Can you rewrite this? Can you rewrite this? Yeah. You know, get your checkbook out, pal.
Well,
I mean, it's almost like fish in a barrel. I hate to say that, but in a way it is. It's just the opportunity is so immense right now.
I like fish in the barrel opportunities.
Yes.
So we only have about 10 more minutes yet, so I do want to make sure for people on the call who are looking to do this and they really, you know, you gave that great, your formula for writing autoresponders, but of course your program goes so much more into detail. We've had such great success stories, and it's one of the most popular programs, I would say, at AWAI this year. Even though we launched it last year, it's still one of the most popular programs this year. So can you just tell everybody, you know, what they can expect if they decide to take Autoresponder Apprentice?
Well, here's what I did, guys. You know, I put down everything I knew about writing emails into a step-by-step format, and we call it Autoresponder Apprentice, okay? It shows you how to write the stuff that gets results, okay? It shows you how to turn around projects fast, you know, and so you can make every one of your emails, I mean, literally sizzle from the get-go, you know. And it also shows you how to get in front of some of the biggest names in the business, who, by the way, have the biggest checkbooks, okay? And it doesn't have to be internet marketing. It can be whatever niche you want, all right? Mine happened to be internet marketing, but that might not be for you. There's tons of opportunity in just about every other niche out there. All right, with Autoresponder Apprentice, this is what you do. Have you been listening to me for the last hour rattle on about stuff? That's what you're going to get 8 hours of in Autoresponder Apprentice, okay? I'm going to walk you through my email writing technique. We're literally going to start from the beginning and go step by step through the whole thing, all right? This is the same course that Rachel took that launched her huge career, got her all those clients in a short time, and I'm going to offer that to you today. We're going to show you how to write an irresistible irresistible email from subject line to PS, okay, with tons of samples, tons of insider secrets, that whole step 10-step process I showed you. I go way into more depth and detail, and then I pull up all these examples of emails that I've written and why they've worked and different pieces of them and how it all works together. And I even show you some of the ones that tanked.
Nice.
You know, some of the ones that I go, ooh, I hate to show this to you because it really reeks, but here's why it didn't work. Or, you know, so you get to see my blisters as well, you know. I'm going to show you all this. You know, it's the shortcuts. It's really the shortcuts to becoming an in-demand email and autoresponder copywriter with a healthy six-figure income, okay? Now, these are all in audio format. They're all about an hour apiece. I think there's almost 9 hours total. Like I said, I devote one module completely to just finding clients and how to effectively get yourself in front of people to hire you. But we also include a ton of other stuff. I mean, there's transcripts to everything. There's cheat sheets you can print out and have handy. There's a 90-day success plan that I put together where you can literally calendarize, you know, your success. A personal resource file of stuff that I use, to help my email and autoresponder copywriting. You know, we're going to do some unannounced calls. We're going to do some webinars, which I'm going to tell you about in a minute. You know, we've got all that. Plus, I went ahead and put together over a dozen more video critiques of more emails. These are some of my emails. These are some emails from some other people. And I literally sit down, and you look over my shoulder, and I go, okay, we're going to look over this email today. You know, here's the subject line. Here's the opener. I would have changed this. I like the way they've done this, but if they'd done it differently, it would have worked better. And I basically critique these emails while you watch. Okay, there's over a dozen of these things there to help you learn my method and my technique faster. Okay, so that's just the course. All right? We haven't even talked about the bonuses yet.
Right.
I mean, but we've got two bonuses here that I really want to throw into you for you. First of all that stuff about the client, the vocal client that I was telling you, we just did a webinar on this with the Wealthy Web Writer Group, and I outlined a plan to go after the local clientele, and I went into everything a lot more deeply and a lot more thoroughly. And we want to offer you that webinar as a special bonus if you take advantage of Autoresponder Apprentice during this promotion, okay? Nobody else is getting this, all right? It's just for you guys, people who are listening to the call. If you take advantage, you get this one-hour webinar where I show you how to go after the local client, and it's yours absolutely free. It's probably, I don't know, about a $200 value.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
because you land one client. Page back,
yeah.
10 times.
Yeah. So that's one webinar that you get for nothing on top of this. Okay, we're also going to throw in a second webinar where I'm going to sit down and live in front of everybody, warts and all. I'm going to critique emails that you guys have sent me. All right, the people that go through the course and put down and write some sample emails, you can send those to me, and I'll take a few, and we're going to critique them live on a webinar in front of everyone, okay? So if you want me to, you know, give you a personal critique, this is the way to do it. We're going to do it during this webinar, and that will be part of this package as well, absolutely free. We're throwing this in as a special bonus. I get, you know, $500 to critique an email these days. So, you know, that's if you were to come to me to have me critique something, I would say, great, $500. So, you know, this could be a $500 value to you, absolutely free for that. And I'm just going to throw this out there, too. If you're coming to boot camp in November, I'm going to be there. I'll have a big thing around my neck. This is Jay White. It won't say Autoresponder King. Thank you very much.
We'll see.
It'll just say Jay White.
Maybe.
Come find me. Bring me a sample. We'll sit down, and I'll give you a free critique right there in Delray Beach at the Marriott. All right?
Yeah, that, Jay, is so generous of your time. The free critique to me, I mean, the local client webinar, I've seen it, so that's pretty awesome because it literally gives you a plan as to how to go out there and land clients now. And so what I would do with that free critique, if it was me taking the program, I would go watch that webinar, I'd go land my client, I'd write my first autoresponder, and then I would bring that to you. Because that way, I have you editing something or critiquing something that I'm getting paid for, so I may as well have, it's like having you do my work for me.
Yeah. Yeah, and nobody else is getting this. You know, I'm not telling anybody else. It's only for the people who take advantage of Autoresponder Apprentice right now during this promotion and then come up to me at boot camp in a couple months and say, hey, I bought your program. I went through it. I want to take advantage of my free critique now. Okay?
Excellent.
Now, listen, my wife's going to be there, and she's literally going to be yanking on my other arm trying to get me to go buy her stuff in South Florida. And go to the beach with her.
I'll entertain her. Don't worry. Don't worry, everybody on the call. I'll take care of the wife. You grab Jay.
You need to take advantage of this if you're coming to boot camp, okay?
And if you're not coming to boot camp, don't worry. We're going to do a special critique webinar as well, so you'll be able to submit your copy.
So either way, you get critiqued.
Excellent. So for those of you who want to take advantage, we went ahead and set up a special link. It's www.awaionline.com, that's our normal website, /autoresponder copywriter. Again, it's the AWA website, /autoresponder copywriter. You can also call, of course, member services anytime, and they're at 866-879-2924, or if you're outside the U.S., 561-278-5557, and just tell the girls about the call today and that Jay made a whole bunch of promises and that you expect them to give them to you.
Well, you know, and we didn't even talk about what might be the biggest one of all is we're chopping $100 off the price.
Oh, we didn't even say that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, right now it's as cheap as you'll ever get it, guys.
Well, bonuses are so huge to me. I mean, I would pay more than full price.
Well, if you guys want to pay full price, go ahead and tell the person on the other end of the phone, I want to pay full price. No, I'm kidding. Take advantage of this. $100 off, 2 bonus webinars, a live critique if you come to boot camp. I mean, it's huge. I've never given away this much during one of these promotions before, but I'm glad to do it if I can get a few more good copywriters in the fold because, honestly, help. You know, I can't do this all myself. I need to refer people and clients and potential clients that come to me and say, can you do work for me? I need to refer them to other good copywriters, and I want you to be one of them. So,
and normally I do a quick response where I make you, just because, you know, when you get excited about stuff, that's the time to jump on it. So normally I make you decide by Friday when we do a promotion like this. But I really want to make sure that everyone on the call realizes how big of an opportunity this is, and I want to give you time to really think about this, and I just don't want anyone to miss out. So, Dave, if it's okay with you, I'd like to extend the deal until next Friday to give people an extra week to really look through the promotion and look through the success stories and really understand just how big and how easy this will be for them to get started with.
Absolutely. Yeah, don't have any problem with that at all. And you know what? We've talked a lot in this last hour, guys, and I know it's a lot to digest. If you have any questions or anything, contact somebody at AWAI, and they'll pass the message along to me, and I'll get back with you and answer your questions for you, okay? This is not one of those things where I'm in an ivory tower way up on a hill and everyone else is way down below me. No. You can access me directly. In fact, that's another part of the autoresponder course that I didn't even mention is that there's a private members-only forum inside the AWAI forum that is just for autoresponder apprentice members where can come and ask me questions directly after you purchase the course. So you always have contact with me, okay? I'm never going to, turn my nose up at you like a lot of these big-time guys might. So.
And, I'll actually, for those of you who have questions, instead of emailing them to the general AWI, go ahead and email me. My email address is askrebecca@awaionline.com, and that way I can make sure that, one, they get to Jay, and, two, that we get them all answered before the deadline. So, again, that URL, awaionline.com/autoresponder copywriter, and make sure you go there because that will make sure that your order gets coded so that you get the $100 off and that you get the free webinar on finding the local clients in your business for your autoresponder business, as well as the critique webinar that we'll do and the critique at boot camp if you're going to be there. So make sure you use that link. That was /autoresponder copywriter.
Cool.
Well, great. Thank you so much, Jay, as usual. I mean, you're always high energy, so generous, and AWI members are just so grateful to have you as part of our, you know, our board and of our trainers, and it's just, we really, really appreciate everything that you do for us.
Well, I appreciate you, and I appreciate everybody at AWAI, and I especially appreciate everyone who's taken an hour out of their busy day to listen to this call and listen to me prattle on about this opportunity. But I want to tell you, I'm not jerking your chain here. This is a great time to jump in on this, and I really, really hope you take advantage of it, because it's changed my life. I can't tell you how blessed I am, my family, my wife. I want the same stuff to happen to you. I wanted you to tell me your stories, and I want you to tell me how writing autoresponders and emails has changed your life, too. So jump all over it. Go to that link and take advantage of this incredible offer right now. I can't wait to hear your story.
Thank you. Okay, bye, everybody. Go sign up for Autoresponder Apprentice. Email me if you have any questions. And, Jay, thank you again so much.
Thank you, Rebecca. Take care, everyone.
Bye, everyone.